Hannah and Samuel Bible Story. 1 Samuel chapter 1. There was a man called Elkanah who lived in the mountains of Ephraim. Elkanah has two wives, who are Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah was barren and without children. One day, Elkanah and his whole family went up to Shiloh to offer sacrifices to the Lord. Elkanah loves Hannah more than Peninnah, so he always gives Hannah double portion of meat compared to Peninnah. Peninnah often laughs at Hannah because Hannah couldn't have any children. This made Hannah very sad, and she cried badly over it and did not eat. Elkanah said to Hannah, "Hannah, why are you crying? I'm sure I'm better to you than 10 sons." Hannah got up after she finished her meal and went up to Eli, the priest. Eli was sitting by the doorpost of the tabernacle. Hannah was crying and praying to God at the same time. Hannah prayed, "God, please open my womb and let me have a son. If you give me a son, I will dedicate him to you. He will be your servant and stay here at Shiloh to serve you." When Hannah prayed, her lips were moving, but no voice can be heard. When Eli saw Hannah, Eli thought Hannah was drunk and said, "Sober up." Hannah answered, "I'm not drunk. I was praying to God about my grief." Then Eli said, "Go in peace. God has listened to your prayer and will grant you your request." So Hannah left, and she was very happy to hear Eli say that God will answer her prayer. The Lord answered Hannah's prayer, and Hannah was conceived with a son. Hannah gave birth to a son. Hannah called the baby boy Samuel. After the time for Hannah to win Samuel had passed, she brought Samuel to Eli to dedicate him to the Lord. Samuel stayed there at Shiloh and served God.